Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Tes Omud Aleph, and we begin with the very, very last words of the Mishnah Berurah on Daf Kuf Ches Omud Beis, Sif Katan Tes Vav. We were discussing what is the status of a sheitel in terms of, is a person allowed to read Kriyat Shema while he's in view of a woman's sheitel? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Seyor Nochris, the hair of a person that is not their own hair. Kari Nochris, why is it called a stranger's hair? Lahaseya. Shenechtach, because it was cut off from a person. Veinu Dovik Lubisorin, it's no longer connected to the person. So as we've already pointed out in yesterday's shir, it's not permitted to go and read Kriyat Shema while one is in view of a married woman's hair. However, what about her sheitel, her peyor Nochris? So usvirelei. So the Mishnah Berurah says the alzeh lo amru chazal seyar b'yisherva. This is not included in the category of a woman's hair being considered an erva, and therefore v'gamutu legalosa. She's even allowed to keep it uncovered, i.e., the sheitel being uncovered, wearing the sheitel on her head without a covering on top of the sheitel. The ein ba mishum priyas erosh. This isn't considered a revealed hair. However, that is the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, which is the halacha l'maisa, at least for Ashkenazim. But then he brings down the yesh chok in the omer, and he brings down the opinion of the Be'er Sheva, who says that this isn't correct. The af bepeyor nochris, even a sheitel, shayach seyar b'isha erva, it is included that is considered erva by a married woman, the issa priyas rosh, and it is the forbidden prohibition of her hair being uncovered. However, he brings down the Prima Gadim, because of Prima Gadim, the Bedino, Shiotzim, Anoshim, Bepeya, Nochus, Magula. Nowadays, in those communities where women do go out with just a sheitel without it being covered up with a hat or some sort of a kerchief on top of that, Yeshlom Mismoch al Shulchan Aruch. You can rely upon this first opinion that's brought down the Mishnah Berurah, which explains the Shulchan Aruch. Umash Mine Shom, Dafilu Seir Shal Atzmo, Shenech Tachviacher, Hachibro Lerosha. And this would include even her own hair that was cut, and she makes a sheitel out of her own hair, according to this opinion, would be acceptable. Sefer Mogen Gibor Machmir Bezeh disagrees and says that in this situation, Ayin Shom, you look over there and see that one should be Machmir if it's their own hair. The custom of Sham, furthermore, he says over there, the Ein Minhag Mokim Shelcho Anoshim Peh Anochris, if the custom in those communities is not that women wear a sheitel, then certainly one shouldn't act contrary to the custom and wear a sheitel, and that would be acceptable, because people don't know that, and they'll think that this hair is her own hair, and therefore that is improper. That is the halacha that the Mishnah Berurah brings down as a chumrah, l'chatchila. Nowadays, in our communities, in Ashkenazi communities, where women do wear a sheitel without a covering on top of it, so it would be permissible to read Kriyat Shema against this. In some Hasidisha communities, and certainly amongst the Sfardim, they are machmir to not allow Kriyat Shema to be read while in sight of just a sheitel. And the halacha Berurah brings down, ikra halacha kidiri aposkim has osrim leisha nusul levosh peyor nochris, not surprisingly, the halacha Berurah brings down, especially for Sfardim, that they don't use a sheitel, tzricha l'chasel saros rosha b'kova mitbachas, and they have to cover up their hair with some sort of a hair covering or a kerchief of some sort. However, mikol mokum linyan din kriyas shema mutal likros k'neged isha nesua haloveshes per nochris. Even he paskins that one is permitted. He brings down many poskim that agree with this, other poskim that don't, but he brings down the makel opinion that at least in terms of reading kriyas shema, it would be acceptable. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yesh li zora mishmias kol zemer isha b'shas Kriyat Shema. One has to be very careful not to hear a woman's voice singing while one is reciting Kriyat Shema. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah adds, Hagov afilu b'ishto. This is including his own wife. However, avol kol harogil bo eino erva. But a voice that he is accustomed to, that is not considered halachically an erva. This requires a tremendous amount of explanation. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin starts as follows. He says one should be careful not to hear the woman's voice while he's saying Kriyat Shema. Ubidiyavid im kora. If after the fact you didn't read Kriyat Shema while you heard a woman's voice, chozer v'korei b'lo brachos. You have to repeat the Kriyat Shema. However, don't repeat the brachos. And he says, look in the Bir Hagor, the Prima Gadim, for further discussion of this. Sivkot Yud Zayin, how do we define Zemer Isha? He says, afilu pnuya. This is even an unmarried woman. And he's referring to, during the saying of Kriyat Shema, if there's a woman singing, even an unmarried woman singing, you're not Yotze. However, avo shelo b'shas Kriyat Shema shori. But if it's not during the reciting of the Kriyat Shema, then halachically it would be permissible. However, Ach shelo yechaven lehanos mizeh. One cannot have any intention of benefiting or enjoying this voice. Kedei shelo yevo lidei hira, that you shouldn't come to have improper thoughts. He then brings down v'zemer eishes ish, a married woman's voice. V'chein kol arayos, or any woman who would be prohibited for a person to marry. La'olam osu lishmor, they certainly are forbidden to be heard, even when you're not saying kriyashma. And even v'chein penuya shehinida, in a woman who is unmarried, but she has the halacha status of being in nida. Miklal arayos he, that's also called an erva to him, that's also one of the arayos, and he would be forbidden to hear such a woman singing. Furthermore, ubisulos didon, our unmarried young girls today, kulon becheskas nidusen, they all have the halachic status of being a nida because they don't go to the mikveh today until they're married. Mishagilem zman vesas, as soon as they reach the age of menstruation, they reach what we call puberty, menarche, the start of menstruation. So all of these women have the status halachically of being a nida, and therefore they're all forbidden for a person to listen to their voices. At what age is this? So the Igros Moshe writes down, presumptively by the age of 11, there are enough women, young girls today, that are nidos, so therefore one has to be machmer, and at the age of 11, one certainly has to consider the voice of a woman to be an erva to him. This is a very, very important subject, a very complex subject. There are many different opinions in regarding to how and when this halacha applies. Zmiris at the Shabbos table with family members. What about in kiruv situations? Live music versus tape music, in combination with men, in combination with music, when there are multiple women present, etc., etc. A very complex halachic issue, which is beyond the scope of today's shir. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'kol zemer penuya nochris, a young girl who is not Jewish, he gamkin b'chal erva v'asu l'shmoa ben kohen ben yisrael. This isser is applicable to a gayisha girl as well, and this halacha applies to both a kohen or yisrael. The issue footnote 41 brings down that by a Kohen, there's an Isser of Zona as well. But even by Yisrael, he brings down the Igros Moshe, who writes, in the name of the Prima Godim, Shemikol Mokum Nechsheves Erva Afli Yisrael, even by a regular Yisrael, this din applies. And in fact, Mitzina Yesh Kores Midivrei Kabbalah. And if one does this act of indecency, there's an Isser of Kores Midivrei Kabbalah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a tremendous kula. Mikol makom, imhu baderech. If a person's on the road, we live amongst the goyim. Beino akom. Oh, ba'ir, v'huanu. So if you're in a place where you have no alternative, there's music playing in the background with a goyisha woman singing on it. Shev shalo limchos, and he can't protest. You're in an elevator, or in a subway station, or in other public accommodation, and you don't have the right to tell them to turn off the music. She ev shalo limchos, you can't protest. Kivin de lo matzinu de mikre erva midiraisa, since there is no place where it actually says that this is an erva midiraisa, mutu likros olavarach, one would be permitted to read kriyashma or to learn in the presence where this music is playing in the background. Dimlo ken, because otherwise, if this was not the halacha, kivan shanu shurim in akim, since we live amongst the goyim, nisbatel mitorah tefila, then we would almost never be have the opportunity when we're traveling, we're in a public area, to learn and to daven. And alzeh namar, and therefore we apply this principle, eis lasos lashem eferus or secha, that under these circumstances, the isra doesn't apply. Ah, however, is ametz liba, one should be very careful, strengthen his heart, lekabin lehakdusha shuosek, he should concentrate on the learning of the davening that he's trying to do, v'lo yitin libo lekol hazemer, and try to block out the voice that's playing in the background. The several Dirshu footnotes on this Mishnah Berurah that are important. Dirshu footnote number 30 brings down, if a woman is playing a musical instrument, then the Aruch HaShulchan says, this is mutu lishmoa sanigun. That doesn't count as zemer isha, but a woman playing a musical instrument is acceptable. However, if the woman is doing this for his personal pleasure, so then he brings down Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, sheyesh lochuch lekach mishum hergel dovid, that this is improper, and one shouldn't be saying kriyashma in music playing in the background in this fashion. Tissue footnote number 32 has an interesting question about a bus driver who's driving a bunch of girls in school and they want to sing on the bus. Is that a problem for the bus driver? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, Mikol Mokum, Mishosha, Osuk, Bin Higa, since the bus driver is busy with his driving, Efshal Hokka, the girls on the bus would be allowed to sing, and it wouldn't be putting a Michshol in front of the bus driver. Mishom Shu Tori Biavodosu, because he's busy driving the bus. However, when the bus is not driving, it would be inappropriate for them to sing in his presence. In the issue footnote number 33, the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, is quoted as saying, Ba'akroy, on an irregular basis, mutul isha limsor shir, the base prati, kishishom mosom anosh v'noshim, that a woman is permitted to give a shir on an irregular basis to women and men who might be listening, ubitnai, shiteshe v'lo tamot. However, the woman should be sitting down when she's giving the shir rather than standing up, because that's more tznius. He then has a whole discussion about a woman technically laning the Torah in front of a man, which of course is not routinely done or sanctioned, but what Isser is involved in that, and there's a lengthy discussion over there, Ayin Shom. In Disha footnote number 35, he brings down, even if many women are singing together, Rav Osner in the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, writes, Osu L'shomun, that the heter of multiple girls singing together, where you can't pick out necessarily which girl is singing which tune, then it still is Osir. And this is the opinion as well of Riz and Karlis Shlita. And if a man and a woman are singing together, the Shevet HaLevi also says, Pashut She'osir. If you don't recognize the woman at all, just the voice playing in the background, Shevet HaLevi says it's still also to listen to this if your intention is to listen to it. However, the Or Letzion says in this situation it would be mutter. And finally, are women allowed to listen to a man singing? So the Shevet HaLevi says that's not a problem unless she will have improper thoughts as a result. And in that situation, Pasut She'osu. The subject is a very important subject, but we have to move on. Sif Katan Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in terms of the woman who is familiar to him, Rotsu Lomar, Kivin Shirogubo, since he's very familiar with this woman's voice, Lo Yovel Dehiro, it won't lead him to have improper thoughts. Vafilu Meishasish, and even if this were to be a married woman, Vafilu Hochi, also Lachave Leonos Bidiburo, but certainly he's not allowed to have any intention of getting Hanoah from this, it's just if it happens to be playing in the background. The Dirshu footnote number 44 brings down that we're not talking about the content over here, we're talking about the voice itself. If a person does get hanoah from a woman's content, she's giving him financial advice, that's not a problem. Shari afilu bivigodel, also listako leonos. And the reason why you're not allowed to listen to her is because if you're trying to get enjoyment out of this, then you're certainly not allowed to look at a woman even if she's wearing clothing. It's certainly no problem of erva directly, but one is not allowed to get hanoah from a woman's appearance or voice other than one's own wife. Sif Dalit, Mechaber writes, also likros keneged erva afilu shel oved gilulim. One is not permitted to read the Shema while there is an erva that is visible and present in front of him, even if it's from a non-Jewish person. V'chein keneged ervas katan, osur. And likewise, even if it's a child, a young child, it still is osur. The Ramah brings down, however, v'yesh matirin neged ervas katan, kol zman she'en aroy l'biya. There are those opinions that permit you to read Kriyat Shema if it's only a young child who's not yet physically capable, halachically, of having relations, which we will define in Sivkot and Chav Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Bekoton Ad Ben Tes, Shonim, for a male, it would be up to 9 years of age, and Bektana, and for a girl, Ad Bas Gimel Shonim, until 3 years of age. Sivkot and Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kinegra Erva, why not? Dechsiv, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mishalach Bekerav Machanecha. God Himself is in our presence, in our camps, Voya Machanecha Kadosh, and therefore our camps have to be Kadosh, Vlo Yerobuch Erva's Dover, and we can't have any Erva visible in our camps. Mikan Lomdu Chachom, and from here the rabbis learned out, Shevachom Mokom, Shashem Elokin, Mishalach Imon, wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is especially prevalent amongst us, Dainu Kishanu Oskin, Bekriyashma Tvila, when saying Kriyashma or Davening, oh, Bedivre Torah, when we're learning Torah, in all of these situations, Sorichli Zor, we have to be especially careful that no erva is visible. That means that a person shouldn't be within their sight, as far as their eyes can see, any erva in their within direct sight when they are saying kriyashma, learning, or davening. And this halacha will be discussed further in Siman Ayin Tes, Sif Beis. V'chein shlo yeh oz orom, and certainly you can't be naked, shayideh zeh misroi erva shlo, because then you can see your own erva, and that's also improper. Kol ugam kein b'mikro hazeh. This is also included in this pasuk. Siv Katan Chof, the Mishnah Berurah writes, shal akum of the non-Jewish person's erva, afo pishinemar behem b'sayach hamorim b'sorim, even though halachically they're not considered in the category of erva, nevertheless, emo ki behemo b'almadom, you might have said that they halachically therefore no different than an animal in this halacha. Kamash Malah, no, that's not the case. Sivkot and Chafalev writes, Ervas Koton, Aime Vesosif, the Lo Choshes Ladasa Machmir and Rachel Chachila. The reason over here that we're only Choshes Lachachila and not Bidiyeved, look over there in the Beis Yosef. Abo Bidiyeved, Im Korah, in Choshev Korah. But Bidiyeved, if you've already read the Kriyashma, then you don't have to go and repeat it once the child's Erva is no longer around. Sivkot and Chafbez, Vyesh Matirim, the Mako opinion that the Ramah brings down, Vikotun Biatzma Yuchal Likros Kishu Orim Adventes Shonim. And a young child himself who's reading Kriyashma is allowed to read it while he's not clothed if he's less than 9 years old. V'neged Ervas Ish, Humutar Rak Achi Yilchinuch. But if there's another man present, then once he understands this, he's reached the age of Chinuch, then he shouldn't read the Kriyashma in front of another man's Erva. Says, look in the Mogen Avram, and as well in Simon Shimon Gimel for further detail of this. And the Ramah concludes, V'chein Ikra, this psak over here, to be makel by an Ervas Katan, is in fact Aloch L'maisa, and Sif Katan Chav Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah adds that the Mogen Avram disagrees. Because of the Mogen Avram, V'mikol Mokom lo yechos ha-moyel erva b'yod b'shatz ha-bracha. Despite this, the moyel should not hold on to the gid of the young child that he's about to be moyel when he's making the milah, because he's going to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. However, the Elia Rabba and the Maxis HaShekel are Mekilim, they're much more lenient and allow him to. And in fact, the Prima Gordon Paskins, the Achshov Shein Bakim Kolkach, we're not so expert in doing a bris milah, Yesh Lachosh L'Sakona. One certainly has to be concerned that if you're not holding on to the Gid at the time they're making the Bracha, and you're trying to make the Bracha immediately before the bris milah, you make an erech chas v'sholom and have a dangerous situation, yesh litvos biyodo, then you should hold on to the mila with your hand. And this is, in fact, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Groy, in Yeridea, Simon Reish Samachay, Pasak, the also lasos ke Mogen Avraham. You're not allowed to follow this Mogen Avraham because it's dangerous. Now we go to Sif Hay. Erva biyashashis, an erva seen through a glass. Veroa oso derech tafnosin, you see it through the walls of this glass. Also likros kenegedis, you're still not allowed to read kenegedis, even though it's covered up because it's behind glass, but you can see it. Tafsiv lo yiroa ebacha ervas dov, you're not allowed to see it. V'amischazit, and here you're seeing it even though it's covered up. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavhei writes, Hishal Shchuchis is made out of glass, or begedak, or some sort of a very thin veneer garment, hamanir achinira erva, that you can see through it. O tefach mibisari isha v'mokum shadak l'os mechusa, or you can see, not the erva, but you can see enough skin of a woman that normally is covered up. This is also called erva, as we've learned already in Sif Aleph. Atim esenayim shari, closing the eyes in this situation is good, b'chozeh l'kuli yama, because in the bottom line is, the erva is actually covered up, and you're not looking at it, so you have both of the situations covered over here. Sivkot and Chavav, he writes also, likros v'afilu hi b'vayis acher, even if you're in a different house, and you can see this through the windows, that's still called ri'iya, and it's not acceptable. V'afilu b'di'evit, tzorech lachzav likros, you'd have to read again if you were to see it in this fashion. Sivvav, this concludes this simon. Haisa erva kinegdo. If there is the erva in front of you, v'hechzer panav mimenu, and you just turn away from it, o she'otzam einav, you close your eyes, o she'balailo, it's dark, o she'sumo, or you're a blind person and you can't see the erva, the mechaber writes mutar likros, you wouldn't be allowed to read Shema. The beria talo rachmona v'holo chazile, because the whole idea is based upon the pasuk, you're not allowed to see it, and in all of these situations, you're not actually seeing it. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Zayin brings down the Prima Godim in Shari Achronim, the behu atzmo orum. If you yourself are naked, even the Shulchan Aruch would say, Lo mahani kolelo eitzos, none of this would apply. If you are naked, none of these eitzos help. Sivkot and Chavches, v'hechz your ponov, you turn your head away. Rotsa lo ma'afil ha'chzoros ponin levad b'lo gufo. If you just turn your head away without your whole body away, the lo garam yatzim esinayim d'shar li didei. That's not any worse than closing your eyes, and it would be good, as will Ayin B'somach will learn in a moment. Sivkot and Chavches, if you close your eyes. However, v'achronim iskimu, the achronim he brings down in Sharitzion and Lamed Vav, the Bach, the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, the Gro, the Graz, the Rechaim Chayodim, a whole list of achronim, the whole Elo Eitzus Levad Me'achzores Ponim Lomahani, except for the turning away of the face, none of these other Eitzus that we just brought down are acceptable. Because the Pasuk doesn't say, Lo Sira, Elo Lo Yira. In other words, Rotsu Lomar, Lo Yira Ora, you're not allowed to see it. V'afil Achzores Ponim, Shehutarhu, and even though turning the head, which is acceptable, Rakdafka Imhechzir Kolguf, you have to turn the whole body, V'omi B'tzarach, and you turned in another way, and this way the nasa is erva mitzudu, so the erva is on your side. If you just turn your head, that is not good. Lo mahani. Yim kain. Behu atzmo orim. If you're naked, therefore, lo yitzur shum eitzah, there is no way to get around this, that you'll be permitted to read Torah while you're naked. Brings down the Mishmat Sosov. Dim hu brishus echod, v'odam orom hu brishus acher, kinegdo. If you're in one room, and somebody else is in another room naked, hu otzim einov milarosov, and you close your eyes, in that situation, yoshomai d'shari b'zele kuliyamu, that would be acceptable, because the person's in another area, and you're not looking at them. However, he brings down the Eshel Avram, who says that this is not correct, and the Chayyadam also says this is not correct. However, im chalon shel zchuchis mafsik beino, but if you have a window made of glass, then and you close your eyes, that would be mahana likulayama, as we already brought down previously. Why? Kiven the Eshel Alkoponim eze chatzisa mechasa negre erva, because the erva is covered up, i.e. by the glass window, and you're not seeing it, therefore you would be allowed to read the Kriyashma in such a setting. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, "Mutu lahari b'divrei Torah kishuram." You are allowed to think Torah while you're naked. Vein tzorech lomar kineged erva acheres. And certainly, if someone else is naked, you're still allowed to learn Torah because the pasuk says erva's dover. Dibur aser hira mutter. Only speaking is aser, but thinking it would be mutter. However, mikol mokum in lo lishmo as bracha mechaber letzesi dechova. But you shouldn't listen to a bracha and have intention to be yotzei, because in that situation, shomei ka'one would say that it's no good, since you're not allowed to answer. So just hearing it isn't good as well. Finally, sivkat lamed the beria talia. It's dependent upon seeing it. Rosaloma afapishu besomach lo talach amosa. Even though you're within four amos of it, as long as you're not seeing it. The din by tzo, as we'll learn in Siman Ayin Tes, is different. Here, it's just ria and not being in the presence. And that's why closing your eyes on these circumstances might be good, as opposed to with tzo, if you're turned away, but within four amos, it's no good. Mikol makom im hechzer pana v'gufa min ha'erva. If you're totally turned away, then makani l'kuli ama, as we've already said. This includes Siman Ayin Hei and today's share.